I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, February 20. Coming up, Prime Minister opens Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort, Health Ministry to continue dental sealant program in March, and agricultural schools earmarked to supply produce to primary schools' breakfast programs. The news in detail after the break.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has officially opened the 146-room Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort in Montego Bay, St. James, bringing the company's room court in Jamaica to 521. The new property adds to the 144 rooms at the Royal Decameron Montego Bay and 231 at the Royal Decameron Runaway Bay in St. Anne. The three resorts provide direct employment for some 650 Jamaicans. Mr. Holness says the government welcomes the investment in keeping with the economic growth and job creation strategy.
When the economy grows, the benefit for the people is jobs. And tourism is one of those sectors in the economy that guarantees jobs when it expands.
Prime Minister Holness says the addition of the new rooms will contribute to the government meeting its growth target for the sector. The administration is looking to welcome 5 million visitors per annum by 2021 and achieve $5 billion in earnings while increasing total direct tourism employment to 125,000 with at least 15,000 new rooms coming on stream. Dental health in children continues to be a priority for the government. At come March, the Dental Sealant Program will target children preparing for the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. The program is aimed at reducing dental cavities in children and will seek to target children before they enter high school, when there is usually a decline in dental visits.
Over the next year, we will take this initiative into some of our schools and communities. We're targeting the GSAT cohort are children around the age of 12. Our latest decay, missing and filled teeth survey tells us that 60% of that cohort has good oral health, but the other 40% has either missing, filled or decayed teeth. And 29% of the entire cohort have decayed teeth.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He was addressing the opening ceremony of the recent 53rd National Convention of the Jamaica Dental Association. Dental sealant is a thin coating that is painted on the teeth to protect them from cavities. The Sydney Pagan and Nokalva Agricultural Schools have both been earmarked by the Agriculture Ministry to become hubs to supply produce to primary schools for a structured breakfast program. Minister Without Portfolio, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says there is a clear need for nutritional support to aid in the cognitive development of students. It is expected that the initiative will stimulate the interest of youths at an early age to appreciate and participate in agriculture.
Agriculture is the key to the development of this country. We want to train the young students that agriculture is good, it's important, and it is one where you can make money.
Stakeholders include the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Ministry of Education, and select private sector entities. And the government has allocated $24 million to the Board of Supervision for the construction of drop-in centers for homeless persons in parishes that are currently without this facility. Details are provided in the 2017-18 estimates of expenditure now before the House of Representatives. Specifically, the project aims to construct two drop-in centers for homeless persons in St. Mary and St. Elizabeth during the upcoming fiscal year. In the meantime, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is undertaking the improvement of the emergency communication system in Jamaica. The project being implemented by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management at a cost of $10 million aims to enhance Jamaica's public safety, national security, and disaster and emergency communication system. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.